It was 2013. Through my agent, I'd been booked for a voiceover session to be held at a studio here in Brisbane, a commercial campaign for a very well-known brand. I'd been slugging away at voiceover for quite some time by now, but I didn't have my home studio yet, so all the voiceover jobs I had were at other studios in Brisbane and were also attended by clients, sometimes several people. Sometimes that audience was only one other person and the sound engineer, or sometimes it was seven other people and the sound engineer. From a voice talent's perspective, it's super important to remain open to feedback and be able to absorb it and incorporate it into the voiceover performance. So I'm in the booth, and there are several people in the control room with the sound engineer. There's a couch with three people on it, one in an armchair, and another one in a swivel chair closer to the engineer. So six people were observing me while I was working. There's a glass window between them and me so we can see each other, which allows for smoother communication. At this point, if you're able to do this without feeling awkward, can I please ask you to say the word ham out loud? Now, I'm going to assume you're Australian and that you're familiar with the word ham and how it's pronounced. I should also reassure you that the recording session I'm talking about was most definitely an Australian campaign destined to air only in Australia. Okay, back to the story. I no longer have the scripts and I can no longer remember the names of most of the people involved in the session except for the sound engineer and one of the people sitting on the couch. But I'm not going to use her real name, I'm going to call her Jane. Now, I could see Jane and Jane could see me. And we could all see each other. Right, so. We were about halfway through the session and things were going well. Until Jane's ears got snagged on a word I was saying that appeared throughout the scripts. Not a big word or one that was difficult to pronounce. The word only had one syllable. And until this particular moment in my life, I was under the impression that there was only one possible pronunciation of said word here in Australia. The word was ham, and Jane felt very strongly that I wasn't saying it the right way. According to Jane's ears, I was saying harm instead of ham. Now, here's the bit that got me and why I feel justified in turning this into a blog post. It wasn't a remote live-directed session, we were all in the same building. Usually, when the booth and the control room share a glass window, the people offering direction spoke and looked directly to me. Not Jane. Jane had offered very little in the way of feedback or direction the whole way through. This arrangement didn't really stick out because many voiceover sessions had many people who would only attend to spend the majority of their time sitting on a couch in the control room. They either looked at their phones or typed on their laptops, occasionally nodding to what someone else had said. It was pretty standard with an audience of this size that only one or two would interact with the sound engineer or me. So, we were about halfway through the session when Jane suddenly looked up from her phone and asked the sound engineer to play back my previous read. That's when it started. Whenever I said ham, all Jane could hear was harm. No one else in the control room was hearing this, just Jane. And no matter how hard I tried to change the way I was saying the word ham, and let's be honest, there aren't many options with a one-syllable word that has one vowel in it, I couldn't seem to make her 100% happy. She was just not chuffed with my work. I could feel it, and so could everyone else. It was a little awkward, to be honest. Not the fact that I couldn't please Jane, that part I'm okay with. Not everyone in the world is going to love my work. I'm sorry, Jane. I wanted to make you happy. And I'm sorry that your ears got snagged on my pronunciation of the word ham like a fishing hook on a piece of coral. But please, can we talk about you not looking at me that day for the entire session? Even though everything that Jane was saying or offering in terms of feedback had to do with me, she wouldn't look at me. She would only look at the sound engineer and speak about my performance. She was using she and her pronouns like I wasn't right there in front of her. It was weird. I was looking right at her. She was looking right at the sound engineer, who had to relay what she had said about me to make sure I understood. This went on, and throughout the whole ordeal, she didn't look at me, say my name, or acknowledge my presence even once. Now, I've actually checked over my emails, and that particular session went for 2.5 hours. Granted, it was an extensive campaign, and there were several scripts, but a good portion of that time involved Jane and her obsession with my pronunciation of the word ham. It was honestly the weirdest professional experience of my career. It was a long time ago, but I still remember how it felt for this person to be locked on to this one thing that was an element of my performance and not speak to me directly. Everyone else was assuring her that they didn't think that there was anything strange about my pronunciation. Eventually, the session came to an end, and I left. Maybe I do say ham weird. I don't know. I'm open to trying new things, and I tried that day to say ham in a way that would make Jane happy. I really did. I've recorded this blog as a piece of audio so you can hear how I say the word ham and be your own judge on the matter. However, that is not the point. The point is that Jane couldn't or wouldn't acknowledge me, even though her notes were all about me. I remember telling my agent what had happened, and she immediately responded with, "Was her name Jane by any chance?" It turns out Jane had a bit of a reputation that made me feel much better about our no eye contact, no acknowledging my presence, and no actual interaction. In my agent's words, Jane was known as someone who was really difficult to please. Now, Jane may or may not have been a difficult person, and I may or may not have been saying ham weirdly. But what happened that day is still, to this day, the weirdest commercial voiceover session I've ever had. Shout out to Jane. I hope you're happy wherever you are and are more comfortable working with voice artists these days. We're totally fine with getting a bit of feedback right to our faces. No ham done.